Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
So when John says those who are God's children do not continue to sin, it is in the context that these people are nurturing the nature of righteousness that has been given to them by Christ's work on the cross. If you don't, you will always keep on sinning.
In this week's message, Pastor Neil explores the biblical meaning of being a child of God. While many claim the title, Scripture draws a clear distinction. True children of God are those who do what is right and love others. Pastor Neil emphasizes that this identity is not automatic. It is a right granted to those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, believe in Him, and strive to live like Him. He explains that being a child of God means turning away from habitual sin and walking in righteousness. Though all people are made in God's image, those who persist in sin without repentance are, according to Scripture, children of the devil. He says that as believers, we are to examine our lives and walk in the light of Christ, reflecting His love and truth. Let's listen to Pastor Neil in this week's lesson. We are God's children.
This morning, I am going to speak on the subject, we are God's children. Say that with me. All right, so we live in modern day world. Everything is about us. So say, I am a child of God. All right, we are God's children, and we'll be reading the entire 1 John chapter 3. It will be a little bit of a lengthy lesson today, but because if I don't treat it together, you will not fully understand the things that we're going to talk about. Amen? So please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 3, and I will read from the Expanded Bible and also from the New Century Version. All right, 1 John chapter 3, and we will read verse 1. The Father has loved us. Other versions will say that He has bestowed His love on us. In other words, the love of the Father is a gift. It is not something you work for. The Father has loved us so much that we are called children of God. Underline that phrase, children of God. And we really are His children. The reason the people in the world do not know us is that they have not what? Known Him. So please underline the phrase, children of God. I wanted to go to verse 2. Verse 2, 1 John 3, verse 2, he says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and we have not yet been shown what we will be in the future, but we know that when Christ comes again, we will be like Him because we will see Him as He really is. So there you see the phrase again, children of God. Underline that. Go all the way down to verse 10. We are in 1 John. Look at verse 10. Read with me this time, shall we, everybody? Go. So, we can see who God's children are and who the devil's children are. Those who do not do what is right are not God's children. And those who do not love their brothers and sisters are not God's children. There are those who are children of the devil. Then there are those who are the children of God. Ouch. I want you to underline, and today I want to spend my time looking at one side of it, but I'll be comparing, that the Word of God teaches that there are those who are children of God, and then there are those who are. All right, everybody read those last two sentences with me. Ready, go. I know that there are many people who don't like calling anybody a child of the devil, including me. I don't like it. But the truth is that there are children of God and there are children of the devil. It's plain and simple. Now, most people, when they say that we are all children of God, it is because all humans have been created in the image of God. And that is why we say we are children. But that is not true. Today, you'll find out from the Word of God that you are either, there's no middle ground. You are either a child of God or you are a child of the devil.
out, as hard as it may be.
So let me just focus clearly on that. Go with me to the book of John, not First John, but this one, the Gospel of John. Chapter 1, we will look at two verses, verses 11 and verse 12. There are those who are the children of God and those who are the children of the devil. Whilst we talk about it, keep asking yourself, don't assume. Are you in John 1? Look at verse 11. He came to the world that was his own, but his own people did not accept him. Verse 12, read with me, everybody. Go. But to all who did accept him and believe in him, he gave them the right to be called the children of. So you just can't call yourself a child of God just like that. The fact that you are a creation does not make you a child of God. You are God's creation. But to be called a child of God is a right. And it comes out of two things. What is that? By accepting Jesus and believing in him. That is how you obtain the right to become what? A child of God. So ask the person sitting next to you, which one are you? The Bible tells us that everyone who accepts Jesus and believes in his name is granted this special right. The right to be called a child of God. You know, religion makes it sound, we want to be nice and respectful. It is true. We will. But it is a right. It is not given to everybody. You are either a child of God or you are a child of the devil. So who exactly is the child of God? Let's define that. A child of God is a person who recognizes Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That person welcomes him into their heart. In other words, after they recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives, they know that they are sinful, they confess their sins, and welcome Jesus into their lives. And thirdly, they strive. They strive. Notice the word strive. It is not something they try. They strive. They strive to live a life that pleases him. That is a child of God. Did you get it? That is the child of God. So while it is nice to say that everyone is a child of God, because we are all made in the image of God, you must understand not everybody is a child of God. Amen. I'll keep pushing. Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus tells a parable. And in that parable, notice what Jesus does. Here he talks about the parable of the wheat and the tares. You all remember the wheat and the tares? Right. In that story, Jesus makes something emphatic. Please, it is not just Bible, but it is Jesus speaking here. Let's pick up the reading from verse 37. Because Jesus said that a man went out to sow the wheat, while men were sleeping, that is in the night, his enemy came, and what did he do? He sowed the tares. You remember that? And then later on, the disciples came to him, and they wanted to know what that meant. And so Jesus is now beginning to explain. Let's pick it up from verse 37. Jesus answered, the man who planted the good seeds in the field is the Son of Man. In other words, it is himself. Verse 38, the field is the world. Please notice, he never said the field is the church. There are people who read this parable and they make it look like the field is the church. It is not the church. It is the world. Are you with me? The field is the world, and the good seeds are all God's children who belong to the kingdom. The weeds are those who belong to the evil one. So I want you to see that it is not only the Apostle John saying it, Jesus himself said it. And they will gather out of his kingdom all who cause sin and all who do evil. So by definition, he says, a child of the devil is all who cause sin and all who do what? Evil. Ask yourself how much sins you are causing. Sometimes you are not doing it yourself. But the way you put people's head together, you are causing it. John chapter 8. I want to make sure you fully understand that. John chapter 8. Here Jesus is having a conversation with the Jews. I'll start from verse 31 to verse 47. I'll read all of it because I need you to understand that. You are either one of them.
You are either a child of God or you are a child of the devil. Pastor, can't you just stop talking about a child of the devil? Because most of us mistakenly are thinking we are children of God, but we are not. I want you to read the scriptures and fully understand that. John chapter 8, you remember Jesus is having a conversation with the Jews, and in it he said these words to them. Please notice how he begins. Verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him. So he's dealing with people who are not unbelievers, but people who had believed in him. He says, if you continue to obey my teaching. Now here, the word continue comes from a word we have all learned. And it is the word what? Abide. Meno. Continue. So he says, if you continue, if you abide, if you remain in my word, then you are a child of God. Look at how Jesus starts his argument. Look at verse 32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you... We like saying it, but it is said for the children of God. All right, verse 33. They answered, we are Abraham's children. They answered, we are Abraham's children. Oh, I'm adding my own. So why do you say we will be free? 34. Jesus answered them, I tell you the truth. Everyone who lives in sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not stay with a family forever, but a son belongs to the family forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be truly what? Free. I know you are Abraham's children, but you want to kill me because you don't accept my teaching. I am telling you what my father has shown me, but you do what your father. Please notice that the word father, one is capital F, the other one is small what? F. So he says, Jesus, me, I have a father, and you also have your own daddy, and they are not the same. So not everybody in the world has the same father. Are you following Jesus? All right, let's see how these people will deal with him. They answered, our father is Abraham. Jesus said unto them, if you were really Abraham's children, you would do what the father did, like father, like son. Meaning, if Abraham is your father, then you act exactly like what? Abraham. What is he trying to say? That children tend to mimic their parents. So if God is your God, then you cannot live a life based on what Satan says and call yourself a child of God. Are you following Jesus' argument? Now let's continue, because Jesus is not done yet. What verse were we? Verse 40. I am a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God, but you are trying to kill me. Abraham did nothing like that. So you are doing the things your own father did. But they said to him, we are not like children who never knew who their father was. God is our father. He's the only father we know. Who do you think they are saying this to? Because they thought that Mary slept around and gave birth to Jesus. Jesus, you are illegitimate. We are legitimate. He answers them. Look at verse 42. Jesus said to them, if God were really your father, in other words, if you are the children of God, you would love me because I came from God and now I am here. I did not come by my own authority. God sent me. You don't understand what I say. So Jesus is saying, you guys, you don't have a clue what I'm saying, because you think I'm talking about earthly stuff. Nah. Verse 44. Please reread me. Shall we go? You belong to your father, the devil. Pause. Start. End at devil. Ready, go. Was Jesus being condescending? Because their actions showed that the devil is their father. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to do what he wants. He was a murderer from the beginning and was against the truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he shows what he really like, because he is a liar and the father of liars. But because I speak the truth, you don't believe me. Can any one of you prove that I am guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? The person who belongs to God accepts what God says. But you don't accept what God says because you don't belong to God. So what is Jesus' point? He's simply saying the very statement we began in, that there are the children
of God. And they are the children of what? The Jews were religious. Yet Jesus told them you are children of the devil. So the fact that you come to church does not mean. Add the rest. So you don't say, it looks like this one and this man is crazy. You are either a child of God. I'm going to make a statement, write it down. If you don't belong to God, you are by default a child of the devil. Is the English self-explanatory? If you are not a child of God by default, you are a child of the devil. So I didn't say you are a child of the devil. If you are not, then you are. With that in mind, let's go back to 1 John chapter 3. So we notice that the apostle now said some powerful things. And I'm going to take my time to distinguish between a child of God and a child of the devil. And the apostle John says it. Look at verse 1. The Father has loved us so much that we are called God's children. And we really are his children. The reason that people in the world do not know us is that they have not what? Known him. Two characteristics from verse 1. Write it down. Children of God have been given the amazing gift of the Father's overflowing love. Secondly, they are outsiders to the world's way. The Bible says the world does not know us. Many of you want to be known by the world. The scripture says those who are children of God does not seek recognition from the world. Because the world system does not know you. All right? Look at verse 2. Dear friends, now we are God's children and we have not yet been shown what we will be in the future. But we know that when Christ comes again, we will be like him because we will see him as he is. So number 3 is that children of God will be glorified just like Jesus when we see him. We will be what? Glorified. In other words, we will have glorified bodies. Bodies that don't need to go through a door to get to the next place. Bodies that are not challenged. Bodies that have authority over nature. Verse 3. 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 says, Christ is pure and all who have this hope in Christ keep themselves what? Pure. Number 4. The child of God purify himself or herself. So children of God purify themselves just as Jesus is pure. Please notice, the standard is Jesus, not anybody else, but Jesus himself. All right? Verse 4. The person who sins breaks God's law. Yes, sin is living against law. Sin is what? Living against what? God's law. I have heard many people teach this by saying that because the scripture says that sin is lawlessness or breaking the law. And since we are in the New Testament and there is no law, the last time I checked in the New Testament, there is the law of the Spirit. Whenever the Holy Spirit starts speaking to you and you ignore, you are breaking his law and you are still committing sin. So you can commit sin in the old and you can commit sin in the new. Did you get that? All right, now let's keep reading. What verse was I? Let's look at verse 5. He says, you know that Christ came to take away sins and that there is no sin in Christ. Verse 6, very controversial, and we will correct that also. Read with me, shall we, everybody, go? So anyone who lives in Christ does not go on sinning. Anyone who goes on sinning has never really understood Christ and has never known him. I think that would exclude all of us. Including myself. This morning when you are coming, I'm sure you sinned. We sinned. You might either be yelling at your children. You were in some form of disagreement. When the ushers asked you to sit somewhere, you didn't want to. So we need to fully understand what John is saying. Are you with me? All right. And we'll read verse 9 so that we can put this one in context. Go to verse 7. He says, dear children, do not let anyone lead you the wrong way. Don't let anybody deceive you. Christ is righteous. So to be like Christ, a person must do what is right. Verse 9. Shall we all read together? If you can, shall we go? Those who are God's children do not continue sinning because the new life from God remains in them.
They are not able to go on sinning because they have become children of God. So the scripture says, if you are a child of God, you cannot keep on what? Now, John is not talking about sinless perfection. Say that with me. Sinless perfection. That's not what he's talking about. Because the same John, if you go to chapter 1, right? Come on. Go with me, 1 John chapter 1. The same John. If you go to chapter 1, I want you to look at verse 8. He says, if we say we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves. Is he not the same guy doing? So is he contradicting himself? The answer is no. I'll tell you what he's up to. Right? But he says, but if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Look at verse 10. What does he say there? If we say we have not sinned, we make God what? A liar. And do not accept God's teaching. Chapter 2. Look at verse 1 of chapter 2. He says, my little children, I write this letter to you so you will not what? Sin. But if anyone does sin, he says, you have what? An advocate. So when you go to chapter 3 and you read words like that, I've heard people who are teaching this, that there is a place in Christ. When you live in that place, you will never sin. That's error. The error is that we have a nature of sin. We were born with it. God looks at all men two ways, in Christ or out of Christ. When you are in Christ, he gives you his righteousness. It's called his imputed righteousness. It is righteousness he gives to you. So that gives you a nature of what? Righteousness. But you already have a nature of sin. That is why there's always a conflict. There's a part of you that wants to do right, and there's a part of you that wants to do what? So what you need to do is always learn to nurture. N-U-R-T-U-R-E. Nurture the nature. N-A-T-U-R-E. The more you nurture the nature of righteousness in you, it will overpower the nature of sin. Did you hear me? But most of us like nurturing our nature of sin. So the nature of righteousness that was imputed by Christ unto us doesn't seem to go anywhere. It doesn't mean you don't have that nature. It's in you. So when John says those who are God's children do not continue to sin, it is in the context that these people are nurturing the nature of righteousness that has been given to them by Christ's work on the cross. Are you with me? If you don't, you will always keep on sinning. But Pastor, can it be possible that we will never sin? The answer is no. Because as long as you remain in this flesh, you will stumble in sin, but you will not practice sin. So, last week, I asked this. If somebody steals today and don't steal again, is he a thief? You are all saying yes. You sinned yesterday and today, so how do we call you? As soon as you hear about thieves, you want to just pin them down so bad. If somebody is stealing all the time, they are thieves. If somebody stole one time, I think they were tempted to steal. That is the analogy John is making here, that the believer is somebody who stumbles into sin, but does not habitually stays in sin. Are you with me? You make it a habit. Even when people are reminding you, you are looking for scriptures to defend yourself, to stay in it. You really don't understand. So, number 5, children of God do what is right and they do not sin habitually. Right? So we have said that children of God have been given the amazing gift of the Father's overflowing love. They are outsiders to the ways of the world. We will be glorified when we see Jesus. We will be just like him. We purify ourselves just as Jesus is pure, and we do what is right, and we do not sin what? Habitually. Now, John makes a shift and start talking about children of the devil. Go to verse 8. Are you learning anything today? Are you in 1 John 3:8? He says the devil has been sinning since the beginning. So anyone who continues to sin Please, anyone who does what? There comes our word again. It is the word what? Meno. Anybody who abides in sin. Those who hang out in sin. And there are people who hang out in sin. Anyone who continue to meno in sin belongs to the devil. The Son of God came for this purpose, to destroy the devil's work. So that means any Christian who messes around with sin, you really don't respect the work Jesus did. This is the only reason he came. He says the purpose he came was so that you and I don't what? Meno. We don't hang out. We don't abide in sin. But that we would nurture the nature of righteousness in us so we can what? Overcome sin. Any confusion? I'm trying to make sure that I make this as simple as I can. I could use a lot of theological terms, but you are not theologians. So let's stay. So what is the first characteristic of a child of the devil? They sin what? Habitually. All right, look at verse 10. Please read with me verse 10, 1 John 3 and verse 10. He says, so we can see who God's children are and who the devil's children are. Those who do not do what is right are not God's children. And those who do not love their brothers and sisters. Please underline that statement. Because sometimes you find that Christians do not like other Christians. The Bible says if you are like that, you are a child of the devil. Oh, did I just say that? I'm sorry. So, children of the devil, they sin habitually. Number two, they do not do what is right. Number three, they do not love their brothers and sisters. Now, I ask that you put up a table. I summarize it side by side for you. That the child of God have been given the amazing gift of the Father's overflowing love. They are outside of the world's way of doing things. Amen? Now, with that, I'm going to read one of the verses I think we jumped over. Or maybe we'll come to. Don't look for likes because the world won't like you. Because we live in a culture, somebody takes a picture. Ah, this picture looks good though. Then they post it. They put it on the, and yet they call the other one. Last Sunday, some of the ladies were showing me that there was something called status on WhatsApp. And I had no clue it was there. All I do is type in, people type back, and then that's it, I'm done. We post it there to be liked. No. If you are a believer, the Bible says the world will not like you. Please listen very carefully to me. If everybody around likes you, you have started becoming a child of the devil. Not everybody. Some people must like you. And some should not like you. Please don't go and do stuff that will let people not like you. That's not what I'm teaching. Are you with me? He said, they say that if people don't like me, then I'm a child of God. So I'm just going to make everybody mad. No. No, that's not what I'm saying. Because when you are not sinning habitually, people will automatically not like you. Because they are hanging out in sin. It's just that. Did you copy what we just said? So take a shot of that. And see, which one are you? Have you parked your car at sin's door? Oh. And notice that the last thing about the children of God is that they love others. They love their brothers and sisters. In fact, sometimes it's easy to love the people you don't know. And the truth is you're actually not loving them. Than the ones you know. Because some people are extra grace required people. You need a lot of grace to deal with them. You have some people like that at the place of your work? But now that we say that there are plenty of people like that, you, are you also extra grace required? Therefore, give the other people grace. So, the apostle said, anybody who is a child of God must be big on love. So, Go back to verse 11. Now he begins to teach us that love must become a priority. He says, this is the teaching you have heard from the beginning. I'm reading 1 John 3:11. This is the teaching that you have heard from the beginning. We must love each one other. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one. So now he's showing you that Cain was a child of the devil and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because the things Cain did were evil and the things his brother did were good.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.